This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Nirvana Sisters Podcast, where we take the intimidation out of well-being and beauty to help you achieve your highest state, your Nirvana. We are sisters-in-law and your hosts. I'm Amy Sherman.
And I'm Katie Chandler. So let's get into some real conversation.
Hello, Nirvana Sisters family. We are recording today, but Katie and I are definitely in a stoic mood with everything going on in Israel. We're just sending our prayers to the families there. What is happening is truly gruesome, and it's really even hard to talk about without breaking up. So we just wanted to acknowledge that we are, you know, we see you, we stand with you, we pray with you, and we just hope, you know, something is resolved.
We hope it ends soon.
Yeah. That being said, Katie and I did have plans to record this week, and we are going to record a Product Junkies episode. It does feel silly to talk about sort of these light topics, but it is a good distraction for us because we had mentioned on our Instagram, but it's just been mentally challenging to do anything all week. So it's actually quite a good distraction to see Katie and just to talk about something that is not what else is happening, because I think we've all been consumed with the news and social media. So with that being said, we are going to get into our October Product Junkies episode. And this time it is our snack edition, because we heard from some of you, you wanted to hear about like nutrition, snacks, food, things like that. So Katie and I have a little bit of a roundup of some things we've been loving lately. I will let Katie.
All right. Well, I am going to kick off our snack edition with the number one thing that is almost always in my handbag when I am going to work, when I leave for the city. There's two things, and this is the first, and I'm obsessed. It's Trader Joe's Just a Handful of Olives Pitted Salted Manzanilla Olive Packs. Have you seen these?
Yum. No,
they're these little green packs that you can just peel off the top, and inside are all of these super salty, yummy olives. And it's just, it's so good because it's like, it's very healthy fat. It's satiating. It can very much like, if I'm in between appointments and I'm hungry, it can just tie me over. And they're healthy. I'm obsessed. I buy loads of them when I go to Trader Joe's. And since I was traveling this past weekend, I don't have any at home right now, so I need to make a stop. But that is like my new fave. I love olives.
Oh, I love that. I love that it's like, me too. And I love that it's in travel packs, because I've had some of those packs before, but they're like bigger, you know? So yeah. Like that's nice that they have travel
size. It's literally like maybe 3 inches by 2.5 inches, the pack. It's very small. You can toss it in your bag.
Oh, that's perfect. So you just throw it in. That's such a good travel snack.
You just definitely want to have a napkin with you when you're eating them. That's the only thing. They're a little salty and like they've, I guess it's brine or like a little bit of oil, olive oil on them or something, but it's a good one. What about you?
Okay, so I have a random, I guess it's kind of a condiment, and Katie knows I'm obsessed with this because she had it recently at my house, but I literally can't stop eating it. I have severe issues. It's called Chili Crunch. Yeah. And the brand I have, I forget what the brand name is, but it's at Whole Foods. There's like a few at Whole Foods, and the one I have, I'll put it in our show notes and I'll link to it, whatever the brand is, but it's so good. It's like, I literally put it on everything. It's almost like a chili oil with like red, I don't know, some kind of peppers that make it yummy and spicy, but not too spicy. And so I put it on everything now. Like I've mixed it with eggs. I've mixed it with pasta sauce. I've mixed it. I put it on everything. But I was saying to my husband the other day, I was like, I have to like stop using it all the time because then I'm going to get sick of it. But I can't stop putting it on everything. Oh, you know what I did yesterday? I mixed it in. I had like a tuna like tuna fish, and I just like mix it in the tuna fish. I sometimes have like salmon and mix it in. It goes with everything. It goes with sweet. It goes with spice. It goes with everything. Anyway, big fan of the chili crunch. I got mine at Whole Foods. Again, I'll post the brand, but I heard there is one at Trader Joe's that is also very good, but it's such a good way to like top off a bland
meal. I've had the Trader Joe's one, and I've had the one at your house. And as the Gen Z would say, yours is elite. Whatever that brand is elite. So we need to add brand to the show notes for sure. It's really, really good. I mean, the Trader Joe's one is
good. Yeah,
I'll
look it up as you tell me the next.
Yours is like next level. I'm obsessed with it too.
Okay, so I actually have it in my notes here. It says, it's just called Chili Crunch All Natural Crunchy Condiment. The brand is Chili Crunch, chilicrunch.com, I guess, because it says you can go for recipes, go to chilicrunch.com. But I think the brand is just Chili Crunch. I don't know. It's, but I'll link it. It's red and yellow and it's yummy. It's also gluten-free.
I mean, if the brand, if all they do is make Chili Crunch, then it's got to be good.
I know. Exactly. It says, here's what it says on the label, just to give a little bit of a description. Crunchy, smoky, and infused with just the right amount of heat. Chili Crunch is made in small batches from a savory blend of toasted chilies, garlic, onion, and spices. The perfect partner for steak, chicken, fish, eggs, and roasted veggies. Also great on everything from pizza and pasta to burgers and tacos.
Facts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. My next one is the other thing you're always going to find in my handbag. And this is my favorite brand. It is the new Primal Turkey Jerky. I pretty much always have some kind of turkey jerky. Trader Joe's sells Chomps. So does Whole Foods. Like there's that Vermont brand that I see at your house a lot. But the new Primal, it's lightly peppered turkey stick, zero sugar, 45 calories, 7 grams of protein, raised without added hormones and antibiotics, et cetera. But it's just a good one. It's like
Where did you get that one?
I get these at Whole Foods. You can get them on Amazon.
And are the sticks like
mini No, they're size the bigger big ones, size? Which is good because I feel like the mini size is never enough
I like
for
that.
Me.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Like you can see me walking down the city streets eating jerky like a random person at any given time of day.
Jerky and olives.
It's good stuff, though. What's your next one?
My next one, which you can also find in my bag, are, and you saw them at my house, Vienna chickpea snacks. I had recently been speaking with a nutritionist just to like help me with like eating and like stomach issues and whatever. And she was like, a really good snack is just to have like chickpeas at hand all the time because they have fiber, they have protein, and they're filling. So anyway, I found this brand, Vienna, or I knew the brand from other things that they make, but they sell them at Whole Foods and probably other stores. But, you know, just crunchy roasted chickpea snacks. And they have 6 grams protein, 6 grams fiber, and they have tons of different flavors. So I like all of them, but Rock and Ranch is my favorite. They also have barbecue. They have everything. They have habanero. I've tried them all. They're all good. The other little hack is they have honey roasted. And the honey roasted ones are sweet. So when I'm craving something sweet, it kind of does the trick because it has like sugar on the outside. So they're yummy. So anyway, big fan of the Vienna chickpea snacks. They're also grain-free, vegan, gluten-free.
You know who loves another Vienna good snack. Chickpea snacks is Reese Chandler, my youngest daughter. She's obsessed. She either does the honey roasted, the sea salt, or the everything. She loves them all. Yeah.
So good. And so good. So another one, good,
really
good for
good
the bag.
Okay. This is one of my latest obsessions, and I think it's become one of your latest obsessions as well. And it's an old fave, but a twist on an old fave. The Gimme Roasted Seaweed Snacks, which
I know
we
what you're
love
gonna say.
Them, right? The sea salt, the regular ones are bomb. But the newest one that I'm obsessed with is, and I don't know how new it is, but it's new for me, the white cheddar flavor. And it's non-dairy white cheddar, and it tastes so much like cheddar. It's insane. It's so good.
So good. Yes, you got me into them. I bought them.
I'm obsessed with them. And it's such, you know what, they're not going to fill you up. They're not like a go-to if you're really hungry. But if you want like a salty snacky bite. And yes, especially if you want a salty, snacky bite that's like almost practically feels like calorie free. They're just really, really light. Like one whole package is 30 calories, 2 grams of fat, 2 carbs, 1 gram of fiber, 1 gram of protein. So they're just a super light, like good for a craving kind of snack. If you, you know, like if you don't want to eat something that is calorie dense, but you need a good salty bite, they're a go-to.
Yeah, agreed. Love it. Okay, so my next one is a really good one too, and I've been having this every morning for breakfast, is the Siggy's plant-based coconut blend yogurt. You know, I always wanted to find, because I'm supposed to not be eating dairy, so I've always been trying to find a really good non-dairy yogurt, which I've had a really hard time finding. I feel like there's a brand that we've tried in the past, I can't remember the name of it, that it's like, okay, it's like an almond milk one, but it's like, doesn't taste that good. But this one that I was recommended another thing about the non-dairy yogurts is they don't really have a lot of protein. So they're like made from coconut milk, but they have like 1 gram of protein. I'm like, why am I eating this? It just feels like nothing. So anyway, the Siggy's one that I've been doing recently is called, the one that I like, but there's a few different flavors, is just the sweet and plain. And sorry, it's at our door.
That's a mushroom door.
Sweet. Dogs are going crazy. Shh. Kayate.
Is that the father of the bride?
No, I don't know. It's like, Kayate is like, isn't that quiet in Spanish? I always say it to them. Okay. So Siggy's plant-based coconut bread. I can't talk. I don't know what's wrong with me. Okay. Siggy's plant-based coconut blend. I get the sweet and plain. Like I said, I get like I don't know how many ounces it is, 24 ounce one. So I use it every morning. I take like a scoop, and it has 11 grams of protein and 4 grams of sugar. So really low in sugar, high in protein for a plant-based yogurt. And I just do like a scoop and I mix it with like berries and seeds, and it's like so filling. It's so yummy. It has like a really good texture. It's nice and smooth and thick. And which is another thing I find with some of the non-dairy yogurts that are not thick. So I've been really enjoying that. And what I also do with it is when I make a smoothie in the afternoon, I'll throw like a scoop or two in to like thicken it up. So anyway, huge fan of the Siggy's.
You know what is in that? Because I saw it at the market. It has pea protein, which is what gives it the high protein content. At least the one I saw. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Let me see what it says. It says cultured coconut milk. Yep, pea protein, coconut oil, macadamia nut butter, cane sugar, tapioca flour, fruit pectin, and natural
it's
flavor.
Pretty clean. Nice.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, speaking of being like off dairy, you know me, I'm always down to find a great dairy replacement. And I have always, you know, pre my dairy issues was like, I loved creamy salad dressings, like ranch and Caesar and everything. And I've never found a good non-dairy replica until now. So the brand Gotham Greens, I don't know if you've seen, they're at Whole Foods and they have
the first brand.
I saw of it was they sell greens, like they sell lettuces and things like that.
Yeah, that's where
exactly.
I've seen
it. So now they're doing salad dressings, and their vegan Caesar and vegan ranch is so spot on. It's insane. Like, it's so good, especially the Caesar. I have probably been eating grilled chicken Caesar salads like 3 or 4 days a week for the last 2 months because I'm obsessed with this.
I have to try. What are the
ingredients? Like what's in it?
Well, yeah. Or like, is it high in fat? Or like, I always like to look, even when the non-dairy is like, is it, like, does it have protein? Is it high in fat, high in sugar, any of that stuff?
I'll Google that really quickly, but I can tell you what's in it. What's in it is sunflower oil, filtered water, white vinegar, natural flavor, sea salt, seasonings like garlic powder, chickpea protein.
Okay. Mustard,
and then like a lot of other things are seasonings. So it's, you know, usually these dairy-free replacements are, a lot of times are tofu or like soy. And that was a great thing about this is that it doesn't have anything like that. Let me see if I can find the nutrition content really quickly. So it's definitely fat-based, which doesn't surprise me because it's very creamy and rich. So it's 16 grams of fat for a serving. But that's like not abnormal for a salad dressing, for a Caesar salad dressing. Do you know what I mean? Like they're
right.
Yeah. Like they're, I wouldn't call them like a diet food or anything like that. But for somebody that can't have dairy, I'm obsessed. It's
I have to try
so
it.
Good.
It sounds so good because it is hard to find a good dressing.
I mean, it's one carb. Dressing. It doesn't have any protein, but that's to be expected as well. So, but it's healthy. I feel like it's healthy fats.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. It's totally different. Okay. So my last recommendation is a great, this is exciting, a fiber powder. But I actually, like, over the years have tried many different, like, pills, fiber. I can never find anything that I stick to or that works for me. And this one brand, again, that this nutritionist that I've been speaking to recommended is called Sun Fiber.
I know
it. Heard of the brand. Buy it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You know it. It's by a company called Tomorrow's Nutrition. And it's so good because there's no grit, there's no taste. It's like just dissolves. And I literally just put it in my coffee every morning. So I don't even think about it, which is great because I don't never like the ones where like you have to do it in water. I don't love, I'm taking so many supplements now. I'm like, I can't add another supplement. And this has been really great and helpful. And it has, 6 grams of fiber in every scoop. It's really stomach friendly. So it's like, it was recommended because it's like, I'll read what it says on the bottle, like sensitive, stomach friendly, comfortable digestion without gas, bloating, and discomfort. And it's low FODMAP certified and 100% gluten free. So it's really, I've been trying to kind of help my gut over the last couple months. And this is one of the things amongst a few other things that have been helping me. So if anybody is in the market for a good fiber, I'm really a fan of Sun Fiber.
No, I can attest to that. When I've had, me with my gut issues as well in the past, and I did Sun Fiber for a little while. And Sun Fiber is the actual type of fiber. And then the brand that you said, is that the one that your nutritionist suggested? Is it a particularly good brand?
I think the brand is called Tomorrow's Nutrition, and the actual
the product is Sun Fiber.
It's called Sun Fiber. It says invisible fiber, visible benefit.
Yeah.
That's what it says on it. But we'll link
it's good.
To it. But it's a good one. You know, it's like $25 for 7.5 ounces. It's not bad. And it's been working for me. It's just like really dissolves. Like you don't even taste it. So unflavored, all that
nice.
Stuff. So highly recommend.
All right. Well, I love it. Well, that was your October product junkies, folks, with your snacks, healthy, yummy, delicious snacks. And I feel like we kind of gave a good variety there. We ran the gamut a little bit. So hope you enjoy.
Yeah. So let us know what you thought of this episode. A little bit different for us. I know we're usually doing beauty and skin and snacks or something that I feel like, or snacks and different food items or something that I think we can all relate to and are always finding new things. So we'll continue to do this if you guys don't like it. And I do feel better having a little bit of a distraction to my day. So hope you all are doing well. And thank you for listening to Nirvana Sisters. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Nirvana Sisters. For more information on this episode, check out the show notes, please subscribe, and leave us a review. Also, find us on Instagram at Nirvana Sisters. If you loved what you just listened to or know someone that would, please share it and tag us. Tune in next week for a fresh new episode of Nirvana Sisters. We'll continue to watch out for all things wellness so you don't have to. Bye.